Then I think before the match, or after your last match, you said you expected the crowd to be huge and terrible. How were you able to handle it? Didn't seem too bad today.
No, I think it was fine. Maybe because it was so close and I was winning in the beginning. Then I made the set, so maybe because of that. But or they just maybe like me. I don't know. But yeah, I expected it worse, and it was okay. There were some points, but not too many.
Karina, you before today, before this, you never made it past the second round here. Have you changed anything in your game that, you know, helped you improve on clay?
I didn't change anything much. So far, still before this tournament, I was struggling on clay with almost everything. I didn't have any my weapons on my side, and the movement was terrible, which I don't think it's better, but somehow I'm just winning, and today I can finally say I felt a little bit better on the court compared to the last matches, and yeah, the serve was good, which is also important. And still, we are on clay, so there's not many aces as I'm used to have on hard court, but it's important to have it.
Karolina, after your last match, you said that in the first 1.5 sets you didn't have forehand, backhand, or serve or anything. How is it today? Did you feel like things were just clicking a little bit better? It certainly seemed like your serve was a bit more present today.
I think it's how I said after that last match, what I've played is just my game's going to improve, my level's going to improve with the player as well. So it's just tough to play amazing tennis against I don't know, player which is 100, and she's also struggling with some things. So, and for me mentally, this was a little bit easier, even though it was not easy, but I felt like it's normal tennis, you know. So, not that the last matches would not be tennis, but I felt better today. So, I think my serve was quite good today. Definitely a lot of free points from the serve, few aces as well. And I think was the key. She served good as well, but it was about a few points. The first set, unlucky for her, but I think I was a little bit better still. 5-4 serving, tough game. She played very, very well there, but yeah, tough. The conditions were not easy. The wind was changing so much, and so there was not many rallies, long rallies, but it was just a different game today.
Karolina, you were struggling to get into the second week at the US Open, and then boom, final. Then you struggle here, winning more than one match, and then semifinal. Looking at it more generally, is this how you do things in life? That maybe you struggle at first, and then you just find the key and unlock things.
I think everyone has this, you know. Nothing comes easy. Maybe some players who's playing first Grand Slam in the life, they can go far, but with me it's just different. So I have to first play a few times the Grand Slam, and then I can go far. So, and with all the Grand Slams so far, even Australia, even US Open, even here, it took me some time, I know about it, but I'm just happy that I'm there now. So like I said, still not the best tennis so far with me. I think I played better. Even I lost last year a few matches in the first round, even Grand Slams, but I think it's the moral belief this year that I believe I can, you know, go far.
You've won a good number of tournaments. You had your great run in New York and doing so well here, yet some of us don't really know that much about you away from tennis. Would you mind just taking a minute and just telling us a little bit of things you're interested in, who you are as a person, things like that, so we know you better?
Oh, I don't know. Who am I as a person? Well, tennis player, first of all, and then yeah, I'm just a normal girl, so enjoying some things off the court as well. So some shopping. I like to travel with my family sometimes if it's possible. Then for me, almost every day there's something from the tennis. So otherwise, my family lives outside from Prague. I'm from Prague, and so I like to see them when I have time off. And that's it.
Would it be fair to say that you were extremely relaxed on court, because the shot you played for match point, that lob? I mean, you're under pressure back at the court. You managed to lob. It's a very, you know, very good eye to do that. Would you say that you were very relaxed throughout the match?
I mean, it looks like I'm relaxed. I saw myself in TV, but sometimes in myself, it's not like this, you know. But I'm just trying to don't show any emotion, especially on those points, on those big points like this. So I just believed I can make it. And even though I would not make it, it would be 30-all. So she was serving, so it was not much to lose in that game. So I just tried, you know. So even the match point, I just wanted to be at least aggressive. I had all of the shots I had. I put the main goal was for me to just put back the receive, you know. So she was serving well. She was now against the wind, so I had the better side, I would say, a little bit. And that was the plus for me. So I just went for it. And even though I don't think I'm good in lobs, but it worked.
Can you tell us a bit about how you're feeling right now, where you say that you don't feel you're playing your best tennis, but you're in the semi-final? Does it feel like a strange situation, or does it just feel normal or weird or something else?
Yeah, a little bit strange, but I feel okay. I feel happy, but still I think I'm able to play better tennis, which probably I'm going to need tomorrow. But it's also tough with the opponents, with the surface for me. So it's probably tough to play my best tennis on the surface and against those opponents, what I had, and even today, Caro. So I think it's definitely better. I would say it's somehow solid, but not the best still. But yeah, in the end, it doesn't matter how you feel. So if you, yeah.
You had a white ribbon tied around your racket. What was...
Sorry?
You had a white ribbon? What looked like a white ribbon in your racket? Yeah. What was that for?
I always have it on all my rackets. It's just for luck.
Okay. Carolina, just talking about Simona a little bit in the next match. I mean, how much more do you feel like you're going to have to step up in that match? And what do you think the key will be against her?
Yeah, we played a few times. I don't know if we played on clay, but definitely it's going to be tough. She's running well. I don't know how's the forecast for tomorrow, the weather forecast, but if it's like this, it's going to be tricky because she's almost everywhere and not missing much. So I think I have to be more aggressive than I was today, because today was more about, I would say, Caro being aggressive, and then sometimes even me. But with Simona, I have to be more aggressive, going into her serve a little bit and putting pressure on her. So, and still to be able to hold my serve. So that's gonna be the key. And I beat her once on Fed Cup, so it was a very tough match. But I have one win, so it's not like I never beat her. And I'm just gonna try to take advantage from this and try to play like I have nothing to lose. I'm in semifinal, so I just try to play my best tennis this time.
Carolina, you said you were focusing only on reaching, on winning some matches and not focusing about the rankings. But the number one position is there, just one win away. Does that put any kind of extra pressure to you thinking about it at all?
No, not really, because coming into this tournament, there were a few people who told me, you have to be in the final to be world number one. And I was like, yeah, there's no chance I made final here. And now it's close, but it's close and it's far as well, because I'm playing against somebody who is, I would say, one of the best girls on clay. So it's not like you're going to get it for free, you know, and she's playing also for being world number one, what I know, I think. So it's going to be a huge match. And but this, for me, I just want to win. Doesn't matter how, and doesn't matter what it's going to bring if I win. But for me, it's just important the match and the win the match.